This is Katie and Kate Carbondale. You're listening to Geek Speak. Louie the computer guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Be secure, informed, and connected. Louie provides safe pickup and delivery for your hardware and returns it fully sanitized. Call Louie at 970-948-7992. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, from Ruin Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louie the computer guy.
How's it going, Matt?
Going good.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys will have to forgive us. We're sounding kind of mellow today because we have our masks on. So.
Yep.
Yes.
Going to have to do a high shelf boost.
Exactly. So when's the last time you sanitized your computer, Matt?
You know, I sanitize it pretty often anymore, you know, because I take it in and out of places fairly often. So
yeah,
I kind of make sure my hands are clean before touching it. And then every once in a while, I'll give the keyboard and everything a scrub. It looks like it's getting about time.
Yeah. Yeah. Be careful when you're sanitizing your computer, ladies and gentlemen, because you don't want to get too much moisture down into the cracks and crevices.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So you always want to take your rubbing alcohol, or I like to use automotive screen or windshield and glass cleaner.
Okay.
Works real well.
All right.
Takes up the finger oils and stuff really nicely.
All right.
So spray that on a terry cloth rag or a microfiber cloth and scrub gently.
There you go. Yeah, I need to do that to mine, as a matter of fact. It's amazing how much road dirt you get over time.
Well, and especially when you're doing like network installs during, you know, you have your computer out, your hands are all dirty from running cable. It's crazy how dirty your hands get running cable.
Yeah. I think a certain percentage of what's on my computer is probably that stuff that they put in sanitizer to give it a little bit more body. I can't remember what that stuff's called.
Well, there's either vegetable glycerin.
There you go, glycerin. That's
and then
it.
There's the bitterant, and I can't remember how to pronounce it, but there's it's used in like the little Nintendo SD cards. They have they have that bitterant in the plastic, so if you stick that in your mouth, it tastes terrible.
Oh,
so
okay. Is there a problem with people sticking Nintendo SD cards in their mouths?
Well, I think their target audience is small enough to maybe want to put things in their mouths. So,
I suppose you're right. There is an avid gamer in my family circle, and
he might be interested in putting Nintendo SD cards in his mouth.
He may be into giving it to his little sister and seeing what happens to her. You know, so. Anyway, I'm glad they don't listen to this show because I don't want to give them any ideas.
Yeah. So but they use that same bitter, and I think it's the most bitter material known to man compound. But they put it in a lot of alcohols and things so that people don't drink it, so it tastes terribly bitter. Mm. But it leaves this white residue
on
your equipment.
Okay. Wow. I did not know about bitterant. I know that they put something into spray air. I think they put that stuff in there as well.
It's used in all kinds of stuff where they don't want people drinking it, or as a way to denature the alcohol so they don't have to do the ethanol taxes on it.
Got it. Well, we are, I guess, just like $1,400 away from our goal, the overall overarching goal for the membership drive. You know, if anybody wants to call in to 970-963-0139 and renew or get a new membership, or buy a membership for a friend or for a pet, or whatever. And I have a informational sheet here. Oh, actually, this matching grant has expired, so I guess I better not announce it. But we want to thank Sunlight Mountain Resort for doing a matching grant from 12 to 2 earlier today. And but anyway, like I said, we're only $1,400 away. That is striking distance. And I know that we would be absolutely tickled if we were to reach the goal during the ensuing 20 minutes of our show.
Absolutely.
So yeah. But
so, call the office at 963-0139.
Yep. Kenna is standing by, just waiting to take your money and give you your membership. So gosh, it has been kind of a slow news week, right? But Thank God we have a caller.
You're on with the geeks.
Hey, did you happen to mention what they put in natural gas to make it smell?
No, we did not.
So what is that? That is, I should know this. My dad worked in propane for 15 years, actually closer to 20.
But starts with an M.
Starts with an M. Oh, Mercapita.
Mercaptan.
Mercaptan.
Mercaptan, okay.
Mercaptan, and that's the same substance that buzzards smell to find their carrion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there'll be gas leaks, and you'll see the buzzards circling.
So there'll be buzzards circling a gas leak.
Yeah. That's a geek thing. That's geek thing.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that piece of information. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Appreciate it. Have a great one.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll take any more little facts like that. That's a fun one to know.
Factoids like that. So, yeah, that's great. So let's see. I was looking at, so I guess there have been some unfortunate events with Teslas lately. We have been always I'll speak for myself. I've been kind of a Tesla fanboy all the way along. And
I'm just a fanboy because they run Ubuntu.
Do they?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
They run a modified flavor of Ubuntu Linux.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it's not Mac OS, but it's close. So it's actually really close.
Well, it's either BSD or Linux kernel. So, yeah, not too far away.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see here. I was looking at, there have been a couple of wrecks. I guess the Tesla autopilot isn't really autopilot. You're not supposed to use it as an autopilot device.
No, should be a, I guess you should call it assisted driving, perhaps?
Is that what they're calling it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was some lawsuit. There was a big, an RV company had a big button that said autopilot, and somebody pressed the autopilot and got up and made cereal and crashed their RV. But all it was a cruise control. So this is maybe 20 years ago now.
Yeah, you know, if anybody's that dumb, they should just give their RV to me. That's what I, you know.
After they crash it.
Yeah, exactly. So, by the way, if you want to call in for some tech advice, if you have problems with cables that need to be jiggled, if your electrons aren't flowing properly, let's see, what else? Have the Russians taken control of your computer? Give us a call at 970-963-2976, and we'll help you chase those rascals away. And, you know, I don't know about you. I've been doing kind of a Facebook fast myself. You know, that's my way of, putting up the finger to the Russian troll farms is if they can't breach the barrier of my eyes to my brain, they can't influence my thinking and my decision making. So
I don't know. I'm just not on Facebook that much. I log in once a week to check updates and things, but really it's not much.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think I've mentioned it before in the show. I use Facebook for shameless self-promotion. You know, that was the whole reason I got into it. I was reading a book about how to promote your band. And the first chapter was called Social Networking. And this was back in 2009. And so I'm like, okay, I'll reluctantly get a Facebook account. And I've gone through just about every phase with that. I went through a period of time thinking that I was going to like effectively change people's minds through Facebook. And I guess it does work with certain demographics, but the demographic, the people that whose minds I was trying to change, I didn't get any. didn't come together for me. So, and I even resorted to some pretty ridiculous hijinks where I created my own troll account on Facebook, and I even used the I found a piece of clip art of the. You may be too young to remember this, but the little trolls with the hair that sticks straight up.
Oh yeah, we had a couple of those.
Okay.
Yep. Oh yeah. So, back, by the way.
Yeah. So my avatar was one of those, and then I photoshopped a pair of Groucho Marx glasses onto it, and so And this troll showed up in a couple of super conservative Facebook groups. And but, you know, boy, it didn't take him a day or two to 86 me out of there. So it's it didn't work so good. So let's see what else is going on in the world here.
Yeah. You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK 963-2976.
Yeah. I pinged out to Donna Dalton to see if she wants to give us a call, but I can't remember. So she was in the process of moving, right? Last show that we did.
Yeah, I believe so.
And where's she moving to?
Wasn't it the Front Range?
It's close. It's close.
It's close.
Yeah. So
only a semi-foreign correspondent now.
Yeah, exactly. So, yep. Oh, I've got a text here from Marty Reinerson, but Marty, you should call in. I can barely read your text because I don't have my glasses on, but let's see. Oh, he wants me to call him after the show. I'll do that. I guess I should deliver the bad news. I went to go pick up some tech devices at Office Depot, and they are folding the tent. Office Depot is. Not that I advocate Office Depot over any other place to buy your tech devices, but there's a selection of things that you can't find much of anywhere else. And so it's going to be, you know, a little bit of readjusting for people. Mm-hmm. You know, office supplies, school supplies, you know, all that stuff. So
I remember what we wanted to rant about when we met last.
What was that?
Passwords.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's talk about passwords.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think if you have a mixture of upper and lowercase letters and numbers and special characters that don't make any sense, is that the most secure password, do you think, Matt?
No.
No?
So there's one caveat there. Some systems don't allow you to have a very long password.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was the opposite. I kind of figured you could just have as long of a password as you wanted on any of those sites.
No, There's some Windows limitations where it's 16 characters. A couple of the sites that I bank with are limited to 26 characters.
Okay.
Those are the ones I run into often, is either 16 or somewhere between 26 and 28.
Mm-hmm.
As the minimum or maximum number of characters that are available. And then they still have those crazy rules of, I got to have a number and an uppercase and a lowercase and a special character and so on.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. You know, I actually did come across a website that busted me for wanting to use more than 10 characters. So, and I was like,
I
was like, I like that. Yeah, that's cool. But anyway, I was having this conversation with a client of mine who was just a step away from going off to the loony bin over passwords. And she'd been sustained a period of time of being locked out of a couple really important websites for a period of time because she hit that threshold of too many unsuccessful attempts, mm-hmm. you know, and some sites will shut you out for, you know, Some will shut you out for 2 hours, and some will shut you out for 2 days.
And some will lock you out permanently until you contact them.
Yep. And some of them, you'll contact them, and they'll tell you, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. And, you know, and I'm talking to you, Apple. So, anyway, it's... I was having this conversation with the client about it, and... It's been a while since we've talked about passwords with entropy. And is that still your go-to, your preferred?
That's my preferred word for yep. entropy. Yep.
Okay.
For password strength.
Yep. And so entropy, the definition of entropy means descending into chaos. Is that correct?
Yeah. So it's the amount of randomness. And by the way, humans are very bad at randomness. So
okay.
us picking a string of words is not a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to have some bearing on our life or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, your room one is about as good as it gets without
yeah.
using some other mechanical contrivance to add entropy.
So I tell my customers to stand in the middle of one of the rooms of their house and basically, you know, look straight ahead and name what they see and write that down, and then turn 90 degrees to the right and name what they see and write that down, and so on and so forth until they have four words.
Ugh.
And
then before you show your house or put your house up on a virtual tour, you need to make sure that you have moved stuff around so this couldn't be the outcome of a...
Oh. Now that's fishing. I don't... Yeah. And not with the P either. But... And that's, you know, and then go ahead and capitalize each one of those words. And I guess you do kind of have, for good measure, have to add a number.
Or you just keep going around at, you know, other intervals, you know, mm-hmm. 13 degrees and 75 degrees and yeah. whatever else.
But I'm just talking about password strength requirements. You're going to have to yep. add a number and a special character at the end.
I would take the next step and say it's pretty much time for a password manager.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm down to two passwords that I have to know. The Got one to it. Log into my computer and the one to get into my password repository. I don't have to go. I don't have to know any more than that.
Yeah.
My Google password is more than 100 digits of computer generated randomness.
Okay.
So assuming the NSA isn't in there, should be pretty good.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. You know, I just don't. I can't see. I've had too many bad experiences with people losing the master password for their password manager.
So when you're when you're setting that up, you can. We got a call.
Yeah, we got a call.
Yeah. You're on with the geeks.
Hey, this is Craig and Rifle. How you boys doing?
Doing great.
We're good. Hey, thank you.
Lou,
thanks for sending me that little email, by the way. What's that?
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you.
I know.
It doesn't mean you're wrong. Exactly.
I'm curious, of all the clients you deal with, say residential like me, you know, small business stuff, which isn't a lot on there, what percentage would you say have been hacked that it has had a dramatic effect on their life? Other than the mistakes they made, I guess what I'm getting at is because someone figured out their password into something, you know, I've got a list. You were talking about, I can't remember this. I've got Duolingo. I've got Procore. I've got mm-hmm. Roth. I've got Dropbox, Google, Jeopardy, Healthy Choice, Raku, Locast. Iolo, Verizon, Discus, Netflix, Skype, all this stuff. What percentage really of the people you deal with have had their thing hacked so someone got into their Skype account, let's say? I'm just curious.
Well, so that's like a really great question, and it begets another, it begets one really good answer, and that is that very little of the hacking that gets done these days happens on a local basis on your local computer or your local network. The majority of hacking happens in the cloud. People using what we call brute force password crackers to break into one element of your cloud-based existence. You know, whether that be your email.
Well, and your email is going to be the primary target. It's the keys to the kingdom.
Right. Yeah. So if I'm on Roth and Tug,
uh huh,
am I cloud-based?
You're probably you're on the cloud. You're on Rackspace probably.
Yeah. So more directly to answer that, if you are using webmail at all.
No.
If you are using a local mail client on your computer and you're using IMAP protocol, then they're basically the bulk of your stuff is getting saved in the cloud. And so, you know, very quickly, a really quick discussion between the difference between POP and IMAP. POP is called Post Office Protocol, and that's where, like, all the mail's kept in the mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
And when you fire up your mail program, when you fire up your Eudora program and check
your mail. I hate to tell you that it's still on the Windows. my mail program is Windows Live Mail 2012.
It's awesome, dude.
Do you know how many incidents I have with this? Zero.
There you go.
I have no credit card numbers on any of that.
Yeah.
What else?
Hold on.
Just a second. Mark, I'll call you right back.
So
you should have conferenced him in.
No. It's not a call for Montrose about business.
Oh,
but
I'm just kidding.
I'm just curious. Yeah. You know, so, you talked about, I have 100 letters for my Google account. It's like, oh, why?
Oh, you mean Matt's password for his Google account?
Right.
Well, you know, and he's using a password manager, which automatically fills it for him, so he doesn't ever have to deal with all those characters. You know?
Yeah, I never. All so, I do
no,
is
no,
just...
I understand. I understand that aspect that a password manager is a good systematic has. You know, they've got a good one. Also, I also have what I call two sheets of paper. I wrote them all down. Each time I do one.
Yeah.
But you were talking about how many numbers. I just did a thing for a camera system I have, and they asked for 6. It didn't have to be anything special.
Uh-huh.
And then when I couldn't remember the 6 I put in, I sent them a thing. They sent me one with 6 back that didn't work as a master one. Then they sent me one back with 21, and that worked so I could put my 6 back in.
That's good.
That was yesterday.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let me breeze through your question really, really quick. So... as long as you don't have anything, like as long as you're not using webmail or IMAP protocol, if you're just using POP protocol where you're just draining your mailbox time you check it, then
so when
nothing's up there.
When a mail client attaches to a POP protocol server, it says, hey, do you have any new mail? And then it says, hey, this mail's more than X days old, usually 7 or 14 days, and it deletes it from the server. So there's really... only the last couple of weeks of data on the server.
Yeah. And the reason we're heading straight to email is that I would say that probably all of the clients that I've had who've suffered financial loss or have had friends suffer financial loss, it has all happened through a hacked webmail account.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. So they should call their grandchild first and find out if, in fact, they are in jail in Las Vegas.
Well, yes, or London. Or, yes,
so there's,
yes,
and you should
exactly.
And you should take it one further. When you're with your grandchildren or your children or friends or whatever, and you know they're going to be traveling, you should set up an authentication password. So, you say, hey, how you doing, Bill? Even though it's, Sydney or something. And, and they have a certain response to that. And so something that, somebody who's trying to manipulate them wouldn't have that response.
Wow. Yeah. So I'm going to change my old hippie thing just because you're paranoid. Just because you're paranoid. Doesn't mean you shouldn't use email.
Yeah. I had a client who had somebody break into his email, and they sat there and social engineered him for 6 months. They didn't go for the big mother load, but they started fishing around, sending, spoofed emails from people from his address book. And started, just very gingerly gathering information about him.
Right. The only people that have ever been in our Roth and Tug email was Facebook.
Mm.
Who the first time years ago that we looked at something where someone said, look at this, without us signing up, Facebook came up and said, do you know that so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so on your email, in your email, is on Facebook. Do you want to join? And we said, get the... out of our computer, and that was it.
Yep.
And that may or may not have actually been from Facebook.
Yeah, sometimes it's a third-party app that attaches to Facebook. So,
well there is something to be said about staying local.
Yes.
And
yes.
Roth and Tug's been around a long time. They treat us great, and I have no problems with my email. So,
yeah,
I'm sleeping well tonight, boys.
Thanks for calling, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, huh?
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, likewise. Yep. Take care.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer from Roaring Fork Help Desk in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
Hey, thanks for running the board, Matt.
Absolutely. We'll be back 1st of October, hopefully, if I'm able to be around. So,
all right. Cool.
So be well.
All right.
See you guys then.
Don't touch your knob.